This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, imagine Hillsboro Festival Committee members have plans in place for the Hillsboro Community Garden. This is the second year for the garden, and committee member Felicia Odell says there's a workday planned for 9 a.m. Saturday.
This weekend, Saturday, 9 a.m., we request that to bring down gloves, rakes, hose. We will be planting some seeds, spreading some hay, and we'll be making plans for further plantings as well.
Felicia says the committee hopes to involve other groups from the community, and if you're interested, you can give her a call at 217-556-7715.
We are hoping to get some volunteer groups such as 4-H, Girl Scouts, Hospital Junior Board, and any groups that want to volunteer, you know, maybe do a specific day of the week. We'd like to set a schedule so that there's always something going on at the garden, and if anyone would like to, feel free to give one of us a call.
Committee member Caitlin Voiles added that anyone with an interest is more than welcome to join them. Whether you're a beginning gardener, someone with experience, or just want to spend some time outdoors, there's room for you to participate. And Felicia says you can stop by anytime.
We're really trying to open this up to the community this year and get as many people from our town involved in it as we can. We're really reaching out to a lot of our youth organizations around town, but we're also open to just anybody who wants to come and share their knowledge about gardening or learn how to garden. Being in a garden is really therapeutic. It's really great, and we would love to extend that to as many people in our community as possible.
And we want it to be an informal garden. If your grandkids come to town and you want to, you know, show them how, you know, a garden is planted, follow the progress, you know, of the vegetables to fruition, then feel free to come down and do a little hoeing, a little weeding, and pick some tomatoes.
Produce raised in the garden is available for anyone in the community, and it will be harvested on a continuous schedule throughout the summer months. Ronita Ruthis, who also serves on the committee, says they plan to have some of the items available at the Hillsboro Farmers Market in July and August.
We also want to take a minute to plug our first event that hopefully ties in the community garden. We're having a farmers market kickoff at downtown Hillsboro July 17th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Look for the Imagine Hillsboro tent because we're hoping to have some of our farm fresh produce available at our booth, and we're also going to have farmers markets the third Saturday of each month in July and August, and they will be up around the courthouse or Lincoln Plaza, and we're inviting any farmers or little entrepreneurs to set up a booth at them and sell their produce, and we will hopefully have produce from the community garden available there as well.
The garden is located between the Chalcom House and Family Eye Care, and if you'd like more information, you can visit the Imagine Hillsboro Facebook page or call 217-556-7715. And we'll be back with more after these messages. U.S. agriculture stands to lose big if a trade dispute with Mexico or Canada surfaces. CoBank CEO Tom Halverson told Bloomberg News that agriculture is in a vulnerable position. President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the Trans-Pacific Partnership and is vowing to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement. However, as Halverson points out, Mexico is considering Brazil and Argentina as potential trade partners for corn. He says the prospect of a dispute with a major trading partner like Mexico is the last thing that many farmers, ranchers, and grain handlers in the U.S. would like to see right now, adding that agriculture has already suffered through several years of low commodity prices and a strong dollar, which has made overseas sales more difficult. He cautions that weak prices are affecting some agribusinesses that borrow from CoBank, and that's starting to impact credit quality, and suggests that trade problems could put further pressure on cash flow and credit quality. Well, another study suggests that dairy fats do not increase the risk of heart attacks and strokes. The study published in the European Journal of Epidemiology concluded that consumption of dairy fats had a neutral effect on human health. A researcher leading the study at England's Reading University said there's been a lot of publicity over the last 5 to 10 years about how saturated fats increase the risk of cardiovascular disease, and a belief has grown up that they must increase the risk, but they don't. The study combined other research projects from the last 35 years that involved more than 900,000 people. The study says no associations were found that led them to believe consumption of dairy fats led to increased risks of mortality or heart disease. The research instead suggested that fermented dairy products may actually lower the risk of having a heart attack or stroke. The study is one of many recent research projects that have determined dairy fats are good for humans, reversing previous thinking by the scientific community. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.